Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Some injury news to start off the show today. Some positive and some negative. We'll get to that. News on Giancarlo Stanton of the Yankees, Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox. We got a fun three up, three down with Gray Albright from Razzball. We'll also be on closers with our good friend Greg Jewett from Fantasy Alarm. So we're stacked on this Wednesday. We got live action coming your way starting at 1 o'clock Eastern. If you're listening live, I'll update those games on demand. You know how to do it. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you for the next 2 hours. The show starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown
for three. Puts it in.
Joe Pizzapia.
I kept talking about Carlos Martinez, and I thought personally the best role for him on the team, for his health, for the team's sake, for everybody, for fantasy owners even, was for him to become a closer. You would know exactly, he would come in with a clean inning, which is very much like it is when you're starting the first inning as a starter. And I thought this was the best way to manage him and probably get the best out of him. I would be low-key kind of buying Carlos Martinez cheap because we've got a whole lot of baseball left. And it would not shock me after the All-Star break if he was that guy going forward for them.
Garrett Cooper, outfielder slash first baseman with the Marlins. You guys go into Philadelphia and sweep that team this weekend. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
You know, playing on the road is always fun. And, you know, playing in a city like Philadelphia, I think to send home 45,000 people each day, angry, makes everything a little bit sweeter. And, you know, we played well on the road, I think. I think we're trying to change the script at home.
And good afternoon. Welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today for this June 26, 2019, live on iHeartRadio. Tune in, of course, the FNTSY app on demand everywhere where you can hear a podcast. My name is Craig Mish. We talk baseball, fantasy baseball on this show as we creep toward the All-Star game, the trade deadline, and into the summer before we get to the football season. That's what's going to be happening here. We got Chris Pavona producing, as always, on the show. The phone number is 844-843-6879. If you want to call in, 844-843-6879. We have some fun coming up for you, as always, as Gray Albright from Razzball is our Wednesday guest. Now it looks like it's a regular thing, so we appreciate Gray. He will have our three up, three down segment. Before we do that, let's get to the latest that's going on in the game of baseball right now. The Yankees broke the home run record last night, 28 games in a row. A lot of games going on this afternoon. We'll have previews of those games as well. The news from the Yankees this morning is good on Giancarlo Stanton. It looks like this is only a day or two injury, according to several reporters who cover the Yankees. And if that is indeed the case, you can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, although I don't know how you can do that with Stanton, considering he's missed the first 3 months of the Major League Baseball and fantasy season. The news not as good for Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox, who was reported by Paul Sullivan to be in a walking boot this morning, which would indicate an injured list is likely, which would also indicate your stolen bases in your fantasy leagues are about to take a pretty big hit. Anderson, one of the few players on pace for 20 home runs and maybe even 30 stolen bases. You're going to be missing him for a while, that is for sure. And we'll have to see how the White Sox counter that, not just from a fantasy standpoint, but from a reality standpoint. Without Anderson, I don't know how they can compete against some of those teams in the American League Central, like Cleveland and Minnesota. I wonder if this is a precursor for the White Sox to pack it in and look toward next year, although they have overachieved a little bit going into this year. Jordan Hicks having Tommy John surgery, as we suspected over the last couple days. He's going to be out for all of this year. He's going to be out for most of next year. Anybody in a dynasty league, I think that if you want to keep somebody for 3 years, then go ahead and keep them. But if you do not have deep rosters, it would be a goodbye, Jordan Hicks. Thank you for your contribution. I don't keep closers anyway, but if you did, how could you possibly keep a closer that is going to come back in July of 2019? It makes no sense. Carlos Martinez looks like he could get the first opportunity for St. Louis. Of course, you have to own John Gant, too. We'll see if this will work for Carlos. He certainly has the arm to do it. He came up as a bullpen arm, became a starter. Wear and tear got to him. Very expensive bullpen guy, to say the least, with him, but that will be the first player to get save opportunities will be Carlos Martinez. Reports from Bob Nightingale saying that Madison Bumgarner to the Twins is gaining steam. Quickly debunked by Jeff Passan of ESPN saying that is not the case. We know that the Twins are going to be in on players. Bumgarner has a no trade. The Twins are not on that list. If you own Bumgarner in an NL only, you may as well try to get your 70 cents on the dollar now if you're going to lose him, because he's going to get traded. The Giants are not silly. This is not like Matt Cain or Tim Lincecum. This is Farhan Zaidi running the Giants organization. A very, very smart individual. He will be gone on July 31st or before then. Coming up next, it's time for a little three up, three down. Gray Albright will join us. We'll tell you everything going on in sports and pop culture here on Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. Every Wednesday, we check in with Gray Albright from Razzball.com. He delivers the goods. He is, he delivers the goods. We're going to talk some fantasy baseball in the next segment. And really a rare year for Gray in the NL Tout Wars to not see him in first or second going into the All-Star break. But listen, that could change. We'll get into that. First, let's do a little three up, three down. Thank you, Gray, for doing it. And good afternoon. I know good morning for you. You're on the West Coast. Thank you for waking up. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your also teeing me up with how my team's not doing well in Tout Wars. That's much appreciated. Thank you.
It's a rarity. It's a rarity. It's a rarity, said, but it's true. Well, listen, you could clap back and say my team's never been good, which would be true. Okay, here we go. Let's start off.
I would never.
Yeah, you should. Okay, let me start off. I'll start off with the Padres. By trending up from last night. Manny Machado homered again in Baltimore, and Logan Allen, by the way, I think Gray, you ended up getting him. I was pissed about that. 2-0, and by the way, Logan Allen looks like he could be pretty good. So those are my trending ups in fantasy baseball this morning. Gray, now over to you for yours.
I like how you're trending up to like 15 seconds, and then mine go on for like.
Well, that minutes. you're the guest. You get to talk as long as you want. That's the key. I'm featuring you.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. Okay. So my first trending up is Oscar Mercado. All right. So here's just some numbers. 8 homers and 20 steals and a .305 average in 59 games across AAA and the majors. If you were to prorate that out over the course of a full season, you're looking at a guy who could hit 22 homers, 50-plus steals, and a .300 average. So essentially, he'd been a top 10 outfielder for all of fantasy if you combine AAA in the major leagues. Now, people are going to be like, well, excuse me, Gray, you can't combine both of them because one's minor leagues and one's the majors. Okay, fair enough. But, however, the minor leagues are playing basically like the major leagues, but they're using the same Super Bowl. So does it really matter whether or not you're combining the two? I feel like AAA major leagues at this point, except for maybe a half dozen pitchers, they're all kind of like, and it's all about the hitting and what offensive players are doing. So I'm saying Mercado is essentially on a top 10 outfielder for fantasy pace right now.
You know what? That is a really good point. Didn't even think about the minor league numbers, so that's interesting. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to start taking a closer look at some of the offensive guys in the minors, no doubt. Here's my second trending up. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul both post images yesterday on social media that looks like perhaps that something could be coming back with Breaking Bad. I don't know what, if it's them or Better Call Saul, but certainly Breaking Bad has to be in the top 10 TV shows of all time. Some people think it's number one, definitely in the top 10 for sure. So that is my second trending up. Did you see Breaking Bad, by the way, Gray? Did you watch that series?
I'm like a ferocious TV intaker and movie watcher. I like Breaking Bad a lot. I don't want to be a spoiler, and this might be a spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't watched Better Call Saul, but I feel like Better Call Saul is, I don't know. I mean, people are comparing it to Breaking Bad. I feel like Better Call Saul is okay. It's a solid watch, but it's not as good as Breaking Bad.
I would agree. But it's good, though. Yeah. It's good. It's not good, but it is good.
But it's a step down, though. I mean, it's a legit step down where I don't even know how people are confusing the two as being on the same level quality-wise. But, yeah, I mean, I like both, though. So, anyway, my number two up is a guy who's probably very familiar to you. I'm going to say Zach Gallen. So I, like, right now, I'm trying to figure out where he is. Like, this is probably more like I'm teeing you up because you're the Marlins guy. I'm trying to understand exactly what you think. Like, I'm seeing him as basically being Chris Paddock 2.0 for when he what Paddock did April and May. Are we thinking like around the same for maybe the next 2 months until he's shut down? Like, what's your thought? Because he's up for me, but I'm more interested in what you have to say about him.
Yeah, I think that he'll pitch all of July, all of August. And then when it's official and the Marlins are officially eliminated, I think they'll shut him down. And then that'll be it. So I would say for the formats that you have him in outside, Gray, of the head-to-head, I think you're good. I think you'll get him all the way almost through September. And in terms of talent, like who he is, I think he's more of a Nola than he is a Paddock. Like, I don't think he's 12 strikeouts per nine. I think he's about a strikeout per inning guy. So, but I don't know if you were referring to talent, but I think that's kind of the story there. By the way, and you know wins are going to be hard to come by, too. Okay, right. my final one, Dick Vitale on Twitter yesterday, one of the biggest celebrity Tampa Bay Rays fans out there on Twitter, goes berserk on the concept of Montreal St. Pete, saying it's absurd and the whole concept sucks. That's what Dick Vitale said yesterday. By the way, Vitale has been a season ticket holder since 98 when they came in, so not a huge surprise. All right, so that's my final trending up. Gray, what do you got for your final one?
I like how Dick Vitale, someone either introduced him to Twitter yesterday or he somehow got out of his, like, his bubble that they put him in during the weeks when he's not doing, like, why all of a sudden is he talking about this yesterday? This is old news by now.
It was a week ago.
Yeah, it was a week ago. And they've already said that it's not going to happen. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one of those herbiotic chambers or something. Okay, so my third up is Yordan Alvarez. So I'm trying to get a grasp now. So the other day I saw him hitting in Yankee Stadium. He hit a ball that was about 5 inches inside at his ankles, and he hit it into the upper deck. It was an insane shot. I mean, juice balls or not, it's just crazy that he was able to golf this out of the park into the upper deck. So I'm trying to figure out now, like, not to make this show about, you know, 2020, but I'm trying to think, where is Alvarez next year? Are we looking at a top 20 guy overall for mixed leagues? Is he a guy who is potentially like Goldschmidt was coming into this year? Like, what do you think with Alvarez? What's your thought?
Yeah, I mean, I would say top 30, second or third round. That seems reasonable. We have to see the rest of the season play out for sure. I think what Alvarez did, Gray, and we're running out of time here, but I think what Alvarez did is he created, along with Austin Riley and some of these other guys, the rookie prospect capital is going to be through the roof going into the year next year. I mean, everybody's going to get drafted. There's not going to be anyone on the waiver wire for anyone next year. Every guy that's been called up has crushed it. My three down, Blake Snell, that's an easy one. 3 1/3, 7 earned runs against the Twins. How about your first one?
All right, my first one's more of a 40-minute rant, but I'll try and distill it down to a...
Yeah, we got about a minute. Yeah, we got about a minute and a half, okay. So go ahead and knock it out.
Okay, all right, real quick. The Home Run Derby needs some sort of modifications. Now, I feel like the Home Run Derby is a bit like the slam dunk contest for basketball. Now, it's like, with the slam dunk contest, everyone in basketball understood that slam dunks are easy. So they said, here's a basketball, do whatever you want with it. So I feel like the Home Run Derby needs to change, because right now we're seeing home runs across the board everywhere. So why not make the Home Run Derby like a game of horse? Like, say, like, you know, anyone who wants to be in it can be in it. It doesn't matter if you're an all-star. Aaron Judge comes in, and he calls his shot. He says, I'm going to hit a 500 feet. If he hits a 500 feet, he gets a point. If he doesn't, then the next guy comes up, and it's just like a game of horse, but with home runs, versus whatever it is now where people are throwing batting practice. Of course they can hit home runs during batting practice.
Sure,
it's
sure.
Ridiculous.
All right, listen, let's do this. We'll continue our three-down conversation next. Gray Albright is with us from Razzball.com. We'll be right back. We'll find out what else is tweaking Gray.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. For help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Ray Albright, Craig Mish with you here. It's Fantasy Sports Today. We're just talking about the weather, legitimately.
Welcome back.
Okay, let's continue real quick our three up, three down, and then we'll talk some fantasy here. My second thing that we didn't have time for in the first segment here was I'm upset that Netflix lost The Office, the show The Office. NBC is paying $100 million to get it back, and Netflix made that announcement last night, and that, to me, is... I don't really care so much, Gray, that it's The Office. I care that Netflix lost a show, which basically means that, here we go. Streaming services are going to want their own properties back, and that sets a bad precedent, meaning you're going to have to own, like, seven streaming services to see everything you want. So that was my second one. What was yours?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's true, though, because eventually every show, like, you'll have to, for, you know, I'm a big Survivor fan, so you'll have to own CBS. Like, you're going to have to buy each channel separately.
Yep,
once
absolutely.
People realize, yeah, because, I mean, there's no reason, really, why Netflix should be able to get all these properties from all these other shows. Anyway, so, yeah, I agree with you. Amen, Mitch. Okay, so my second one is it's actually baseball related. Silly me. I have Charlie Morton. So I don't necessarily have anything against Charlie Morton. I think he could be great. I think he is great. I have, like, you know, I don't own him necessarily. So, maybe take it with a grain of salt, pun intended. But I think Morton is essentially, what is he? I think 160-something innings is the most innings he's ever thrown. He's gonna hit about 110 by the All-Star break. So you're looking at maybe another month. I mean, it could be a good month, but right now he's over. He's over. His peripherals are not as good as his ERA. He's got an ERA of 2.31 as of right this second. But his xFIP is around where it was last year, and he had a 3.13 ERA last year. So I'm not saying he's a bad pitcher. I just think that if you're expecting Charlie Morton to go deep into September on your fantasy team, you're going to get a rude awakening, and I would be looking to sell him potentially if I could get the right deal.
Yeah, what's funny, his numbers at the end of the year always look great, and he's a great pitcher. But I would say this, every year there seems to be a innings or load management with him, and so you could be right. We could see that, especially from a team like Tampa, once they know they're in. Who knows what he'll look like in August, September. My final trending up was Bob Lee retires from ESPN after 40 years. He was somebody, of course, that we watched cover sports on ESPN for a long time, really one of the original ones with Chris Berman, and so sad to see him go. Real melancholy feeling there, Greg. What's your last one?
My last one is it's a little bit more of a broad general topic. I see across the board, mostly on social media, but, you know, just in general, maybe talk radio, potentially on TV, but there's this a section of people who carry water for MLB owners when they're saying, like, when an MLB owner says they can't afford something and the fans take the side of the owner with these billionaires, and rather than taking the side of the players, I just don't understand it. Like, the players should be getting compensated. I'm talking a lot about minor leaguers and the brouhaha recently that with Adam Eaton, who said, you know, minor leaguers should suffer to make them more hungry, which is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, all these guys should be getting a livable wage in the minor leagues. Players should be getting paid. There shouldn't be, like, they need to fix the problem with, like, calling up players and trying to jimmy the service time out of guys. So I just, like, I get frustrated when I see fans carrying water for these owners. The owners got money. Let people get paid. I don't understand why anyone would want to side with an owner over a player not getting paid. Like, it makes no sense to me.
All right. Well, listen, a good way to close out the segment of Three Up, Three Down. Since we have Gray here for a little bit, let's dive a little bit into fantasy and fantasy baseball for sure. How do you approach, Gray, like, trade deadline stuff? Does it depend on your league? Does it depend on the format that you're playing in? Will you speculate on guys on other teams and try to grab guys that may get you saves or end up in better situations? Will you trade players that are full-time players now that may end up as backups? Because we know that it's coming pretty quick here, and a month from now, we're going to basically have 20, 30 fantasy-relevant players that won't have that same relevance in the future, and some that will have more. How do you approach it?
Well, I have a few thoughts. First of all, it drives me crazy. I'm like, oh, Mr. Ranty. It drives me crazy when people send me emails, or I see message board stuff, or anything comes about where someone says, hey, I got so-and-so. I'm looking to trade, let's say, Strasburg, just a random name I'm pulling out. I'm looking to trade Strasburg. What will you give me for him? It's like, why am I doing the work for you? It's like, if you want to trade someone, look at my team and tell me what you're looking to get for Strasburg. Don't tell me, oh, I'm looking to trade someone. What do you think you would give me for him? Like, get out of here. Like, that drives me crazy when people do that. And they do it in all leagues. It's not just like, I don't think it's just my leagues. I feel like I see people commenting about it on Razzball about, like, oh, you know, this guy said this guy's up on the block and he's looking for trades. Like, up on the block? What? You figure it out. Why am I figuring out your trade?
Yeah.
So anyway, that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But then on to your point specifically, like when someone like, you know, like let's say, for instance, Will Smith, who almost is definitely getting traded. Bumgarner might get traded too, but let's say Will Smith.
Okay.
So now he's going to have a value change because he's either going to go to a better team and become the closer there, or he's going to go to a better team and become the eighth inning man. So he's essentially either going to go from a little bit, you know, more value, even though he's been great on the Giants, but he's either going to go to more value or a lot less value because you want saves. And if he's going to lose the closing job in his new locale, then it's going to be a problem. So I don't really have an answer for you. I'm just saying, like, values will change. It's hard to say because I don't have a crystal ball whether or not someone's value is going to go up or down, but you have to keep it in mind that players' values could change. So I'm essentially, I'm saying what you're saying, but, you know, in a longer manner.
Yeah, it's a debate. You took up 3 minutes of the show. I'm very proud. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. So one of the players that you have that gets you your saves, Gray, is Rosel Iglesias. He has 13 saves. You know, on the waiver wire this week. Yeah, on the waiver wire this week, like one of the hottest guys to pick up was Lorenzen. So are you worried? Or, like, is that a player you're worried about now?
You know what? I put in a low bid for him because I can't. First of all, I don't want to own two Reds relievers. There's no way. I don't really trust Lorenzen. B, the Reds are probably not going to get a ton of save opportunities. Like, I just don't want to own more Reds relievers. So I like, for instance, like my strategy when it comes to just bullpens in general, like I'll own Iglesias, and then I'll own someone like Pedro Baez, who comes super cheap, and he's the eighth inning man in LA. Now, I'm not saying Jansen's going down, but if he does, there's an obvious replacement, and it's going to be Baez, and I got him for $1 versus, you know, like $60 for Lorenzen or something.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's like my goal is just to get saves versus handcuff my actual closers.
Okay. Last question for you before we go with Gray Albright from Razzball.com. You can sign up for a 3-day trial with Razzball. Certainly, their fantasy baseball is off the charts. Gray and Rudy Gamble, very high-end performers in the season-long format. Blake Snell was one of my three-up, three-downs, and I feel like this morning, Gray, he's a very hot topic in fantasy. Like, it's rare to see a guy go from as dominant as he was last year to a guy that you would even consider streaming at this point. He's had such a down season. What do you make of him the rest of the year? You think he gets this figured out, or is it basically time to say, hey, look, this is a pick that you're not going to get the full value on?
Yeah, no, I think like last week for our weekly listeners, I said you should go out and buy Herman Marquez and Zach Wheeler. Now, after I said that, Marquez had one of the best starts of his season against the Dodgers, and Wheeler had a solid start. I feel like the same with Snell. I feel like right now is a buying opportunity for Snell. I mean, unfortunately, we don't know if his health is 100%. I'm assuming it is because the only thing that really looks wonky in his numbers is his luck. Right now, he's leaving no men on base, and his BABIP is crazy high. So his xFIP is about the same as it was last year, but his ERA is over 5. So I think it's a buying opportunity right now for Blake Snell.
All right. Well, Gray, listen, thank you again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again next week, and we'll dive into, you tweet something about Phil Collins. We never even got that story, so hopefully we'll get that next week from you, okay?
Ah, man, next week.
All right, thank you so much. Gray Albright with us, Razzball.com. He'll join us every Wednesday throughout the fantasy baseball season. We'll see you. I don't even know, does Gray do football? We'll find out. I'll have to ask him and see if he wants to pop on and do some football with me as well. We got to take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll take a look at today's baseball slate. Also dive into some of the extra fantasy numbers you need to succeed. Craig Mish here on Fantasy Sports Today. Full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here on the show. Thanks again to Gray Albright for coming on. We're going to have Greg Jewett on from Fantasy Alarm to do closers. This is a good time to dive into this. Usually closers are great conversation pieces in April when they start losing their jobs. And then when there's a flurry of issues and injuries, which is definitely the case now. Tomorrow on the show, I believe we're going to have Pittsburgh Pirates closer Felipe Vasquez on the program live, I think. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. As I promised you, throughout the season, the fantasy baseball season, we'll have different players and executives and try and take you behind the scenes a little bit as to what goes on in the sport of baseball. It's what I've done in the past. We'll continue to do it now. Also, if you have a question or comment, 844-843-6879 is the number to call. One other thing that I want to really dive into here on the show is talking more about specifically what goes into the second half of the season in terms of your fantasy baseball teams. Like we need to really dive in and I think do some roster analysis. By the way, those of you who want to, you can send screenshots to me at Craig Mish or at FNTSY Radio. I usually ask for those about halfway through the season standings to see where you can improve. And we do a roster evaluation every year. I'm going to continue to do that here, and I would appreciate that. If you want to send it over, I'm happy to do it. Okay, before we go any further, it's the time of the show where we give you an opportunity to decide what you want to talk about. Before we do that, let's tell you how you can get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of the show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer will not be around for long. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. As I mentioned, it's time for us to decide what you guys want to talk about here on the show. We do it every day, and we call the segment, You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, you make the call time here on the show. Craig Mish here on Fantasy Sports Today. Got three topics for you. You guys throw out the one that you want to hear about, and then we'll dive into it in the second hour of the program. First topic, first choice, choice A, little pop culture. Alex Rodriguez versus Kylie Jenner. I don't want to dive more into it. That would ruin the surprise of doing the segment, wouldn't it? So we'll stop there with that. Second one is going to be MLB trade rumors. We're probably going to end up doing this a lot in July, I have a feeling. So just why not get started here in late June? I'll go through some trade rumors that are going on in baseball, how it affects fantasy. And then the third choice is one that I've tried before. You did not jump on this one. I'm going to give you another shot. Old versions of fantasy baseball games that I've played in the past. I think this conversation is more for somebody my age, and that's kind of the problem. You guys only know one version that's logging on the computer and drafting, but there were so many different kinds of fantasy games in the past. I thought it would be a fun conversation to have. So once again, at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio, you make the call. A-Rod versus Kylie Jenner, MLB trade rumors, old fantasy baseball games, A, B, or C. Those are the three opportunities and the three ways that you could become a part of that. And Chris Bavona has posted that online so you can vote, and we'll give you the results coming up in 30 minutes from now. One thing, there's a couple of things I want to talk about here. The first is, and not so much fantasy but reality on this one, is I don't know if people are really even aware of this. This is why baseball falls behind sometimes in promotion with just a lot of different situations. But as an example, let's bring Chris Bavona here just for a second, Chris. I want to ask you one question. Are you there? Are you available to be spoken to? Okay. This is just a quick question because I would call you, no disrespect, the average baseball fan. Like, I think that you know a little bit about baseball, not a lot, but you know enough to get by. Is that accurate? Is that fair? Or do you think you're above that? If so, tell me, and I'll correct myself.
I'd say a little more than casual, but you're right. I'm your average baseball fan, but I know a little bit more than...
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, knowing baseball, assuming I'm a 10, what do you think that you are in terms
6.
Of knowledge? Okay, fair. Yeah, I would exactly give you that. In fact, I would have given you like 6.5. Okay, so I'm going to ask you one question, and all I want is the answer. And this will show and prove if the average baseball fan has a clue as to what's going on. So, Chris, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to give me the answer. Don't touch your computer, okay? You ready? Here we go.
Got it.
This weekend, Red Sox Yankees, where are they playing the series?
They're playing in London.
Okay, so good. So now Chris knew the answer to that. I would guess that a lot of below average individuals in terms of knowledge of baseball would even know this weekend that the Yankees are playing the Red Sox in London. And this is a fantastic idea to grow the game. We're seeing it happen in all the sports. We saw football play in London. We're seeing the NBA play in different parts of the country, in China, overseas. Anything that can grow sports is phenomenal to do. But I just don't think that we know enough about these things right up until the point that they happen. Maybe that's part of it. A good example is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Does anybody really understand how this voting is even happening this year? Like, I don't even think people know. Like the voting like kind of starts now, but it started before. Now there's a finals, Remember when they used to vote in, you could vote in on the 25th man or the 26th man, the extra man? What happened to that? It's gone. Look, there's just not enough awareness of these things. Now, here are some things you may not know about the series coming up, by the way, in London that I wanted to mention. Now, Chris throws at me here the fact that they're both wearing home jerseys. I did not know that. That's new for me. Yankees and Red Sox. In fact, I know somebody going to the series in London. I'm asked them to send me some pictures. They're going to have the president's race in London with, I guess, their hierarchy. I guess. I have no idea. But that they're planning on doing some sort of race. Also, did you know that in Atlanta, in the outfield, there's a guy named The Freeze? And you can challenge The Freeze to run around the outfield. They do this every game at SunTrust Park. The Freeze is going to London to race against fans. And also, did you know, and this is crazy, you could find this online just like anything else, that they have been training, I guess, their ushers or the people who are working at the ballpark to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game so they can help the fans do it. I mean, all new things to me. But why not have these publicized more? I never understand that about baseball. Like, we find out about these things at the last minute. Sometimes these things aren't promoted as well as they could be. The best example ever of that was the All-Star game here in Miami where I live. And in general, there's a highway. It runs through the Northeast, too. You guys are familiar with it if you're listening. I-95. It runs all the way up from Florida to New York. And you could drive up and down in South Florida on I-95, which is basically the main highway here, all the way up until basically the day before the All-Star game. No one would even know that the All-Star game was going on here. Just sometimes the promotion isn't as good. Like the Super Bowl, that sells itself. Everybody knows that's happening. It's huge. But if the All-Star game's coming to your city, like I would think that the city should be taken over by that sort of thing. But I don't know. There's really no good way to celebrate these All-Star games. NBA, football has the worst one. NHL, Major League Baseball. I've always thought baseball was the best one. Not so much anymore. It's just done. What's the most exciting event of the All-Star game? It's the Home Run Derby. It's by far and away has taken over the excitement. Once the actual All-Star game comes, it's done. I went to, I think I've mentioned this perhaps on the show before. I've been to a total of 4 All-Star games. I went to Old Yankee Stadium when Josh Hamilton won the Home Run Derby and they honored all of the legends on the field. I sat in Cal Ripken's seat for a while until he showed up. I went to the All-Star game at Citi Field in New York. I went to the second one. I went to Cincinnati to see the All-Star game there. I covered it there. And the one in Miami 2 years ago. Those are the 4. And I think that they've deteriorated as we've gone along. Less exciting each one, basically. Now, look, you can't compare to New York to Cincinnati or Miami in terms of baseball. I get that, but the Home Run Derby has basically been the thing. And I thought Gray brought up a good point. With all these home runs being hit, what's so special about the Derby at this point? It has to have characters, right? Like Yelich being in the game, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. being in the Home Run Derby. Like that may spurn some interest. For our purposes, and as sad as this may sound, I'm probably more interested in the Futures game than any of this stuff. Because for fantasy, that's what means the most. Getting name recognition, face recognition, and player recognition of players you're going to be drafting in fantasy the following year. How did it get to that? That's kind of where we are. So that's coming up on Sunday. They'll announce that. I'm going to go through some of the finalists coming up in hour number 2 of the show. And if you guys choose to vote online, have at it. That's good by you. One thing I wanted to mention, do the Braves have the best fantasy lineup in the National League? Has anybody really taken a close look at how good the Braves offense is? They have Ozzie Albies batting 7th or 8th. Ender Inciarte isn't even playing anymore. Between Ronald Acuna and Freddie Freeman and Josh Donaldson and Austin Riley, like this kind of came out of nowhere over the last couple of years. Now, certainly let's not compare the Braves to when the Yankees are healthy or the Red Sox or even the Houston Astros. I don't think that that's a fair comparison, but in the NL, they're going to have four or five All-Stars in this game. And so many people thought going into the year, hey, Philly, right? Philly's got Hoskins, they got Harper, they got McCutcheon, Segura, Real Muto. They're going to run away with this thing. So Braves have been better. Braves' offense has been better. And when we find out who's in the All-Star game on Sunday, I have a feeling you're going to have four or five guys from that team. That's for sure. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to dive back into the fantasy discussion. We'll give you a little bit of a preview, a quick preview of Vanderbilt, Michigan tonight. I want to go through the baseball scoreboard. Games are getting underway in about 10 minutes from now. Also out in Vegas, I don't know if you saw this, but the odds for NFL MVP were released finally at the Superbook at the Westgate. So we'll dive into that just a little bit. You know, once we get to the odds and some of this stuff comes out, I'm all about it. And I'm all about information as it pertains to sports wagering. But, you know, none of it is really actionable until you can walk into a casino somewhere and bet it. And once that happens, I'm happy to go over all that with you, which is why I could do some of that today. We'll have some of the All-Star Game finalists, a full scoreboard update, and Greg Jewett is going to join us as well from Fantasy Alarm. As a reminder, if you're listening to the show online, here's another easy way to do it if you're busy throughout the day. You can download the FNTSY app, which gives you access to all of my shows live and on demand, and even ones from the past. If that, for some reason, isn't good enough for you, you can download the Stitcher app. It's a very user-friendly app, just like the FNTSY one. You can listen to the show on demand there as well. We have an audio channel over at audioboom.com where you can listen basically without downloading any apps. If you don't like apps for whatever reason, it's easily attainable there. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. Best of our first hour coming up next. Then we'll be back for hour number two in just a few minutes. This is Craig Mish on Fantasy Sports Today. We're just getting started here on the show. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. The news from the Yankees this morning is good on Giancarlo Stanton. It looks like this is only a day or two injury, according to several reporters who cover the Yankees. And if that is indeed the case, you can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, although I don't know how you can do that with Stanton, considering he's missed the first 3 months of the Major League Baseball and fantasy season. The news not as good for Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox, who was reported by Paul Sullivan to be in a walking boot this morning, which would indicate an injured list is likely, which would also indicate your stolen bases in your fantasy leagues are about to take a pretty big hit. Anderson, one of the few players on pace for 20 home runs and maybe even 30 stolen bases. You're going to be missing him for a while, that is for sure. And we'll have to see how the White Sox counter that, and not just from a fantasy standpoint, but from a reality standpoint. Without Anderson, I don't know how they can compete against some of those teams in the American League Central, like Cleveland and Minnesota. I wonder if this is a precursor for the White Sox to pack it in and look toward next year, although they have overachieved a little bit going into this year.
Oscar Mercado, all right? So here's just some numbers. 8 homers and 20 steals and a .305 average in 59 games across AAA and the majors. If you were to prorate that out over the course of a full season, you're looking at a guy who could hit 22 homers, 50-plus steals, and a .300 average. So essentially, he's been a top 10 outfielder for all of fantasy if you combine AAA and the major league. Now, people are going to be like, well, excuse me, Gray, you can't combine both of them because one's minor leagues and one's the majors. Okay, fair enough. But, however, the minor leagues are playing basically like the major leagues, but they're using the same Super Bowl. So does it really matter whether or not you're combining the two? I feel like AAA, major leagues at this point, except for maybe a half dozen pitchers, they're all kind of like, eh, and it's all about the hitting and what offensive players are doing. So I'm saying Mercado is essentially on a top 10 outfielder for fantasy pace right now.
You know what? That is a really good point. Didn't even think about the minor league numbers. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.